The householder overpays. He pays more than his employees deserve. It is hard to imagine any employer paying his workforce so foolishly, but that is the case in this parable. The householder is no fool. He knows what he is doing. He is not stupid. He is generous. God is generous. In giving you his Son, he gives you what you have no right to demand, what you have not deserved or earned. He freely gives to you his most priceless treasure, his beloved Son. He is no fool. He gets nothing out of this except the pleasure of giving his gifts, of defeating Satan and hell and death, that is, of being God. His generosity is not of this world, and therefore lies utterly beyond your comprehension. It is a stumbling block and foolishness to the people of this world, but to you who have been called by the gospel, it is life. This life comes freely, even though you did not ask. Indeed, you were incapable of asking and did not even know that you needed it. He bowed the heavens. He, with smoke in his nostrils and power in his limbs, he came down. He denied himself and took the form of a servant in order to die for you. In his weakness, in his suffering, in his death, he overcame weakness and suffering and death for you. And so, consider payday. You go to the line and there you see a crowd of people gathered together. God is there recklessly bestowing his gifts on his people. Some of them were notorious and terrible sinners of the worst sort. Adulterers, murderers, drunkards, and blasphemers go to the front of the line. The temptation is to think, "Ah, I will get a greater reward than these, for I have labored at Concordia Theological Seminary." But you do not get a greater reward. Do not grumble at the householder because of this. Do not think that you can stand upon your own labor and demand a fair wage. For that fairness is the fairness of hell, not of heaven. Your fair wage is death and damnation. You cannot demand anything of the God of grace. The gifts belong to him, and he distributes them as he pleases. Repent. Repent and rejoice. Rejoice in the forgiveness of sins which he gives to you for the sake of his own dear Son. Look not to your own works, nor to the sins of others, but to the grace of Almighty God, God in the flesh. And rejoice, too, that you are not alone, but in the company of a great, terrible people who have been brought out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Nor must you think yourself more unworthy than the others, even though you worked only an hour. though you are a poor, miserable sinner, the Father loves you, even you. And if in his generosity he chooses to pay you the same as those who committed less sins or did more good works, then it is to his credit and not to yours. Do not despair. Be neither haughty and demanding, nor despairing and terrified, but stand in line, steadfastly and confidently trusting in the words and promises of God. Await the goodness of God, which passes all understanding, and receive the gifts which he gives. Let him be God, and you just be the one whom he loves. And by way of explanation to all this, the Lord adds, so the last will be first, and the first last. Fairness says, first come, first served. But not so in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, it is first come, last served. For the firstborn over all creation did not come to be served, but to serve. It is not fair. The fairest of the fair is not Christ, but the devil. The kingdom of hell is ruled by the exactness of fairness. For every sin there is a punishment. The fair wages of sin is death. If you march to the front of the line and demand a fair wage, then that is what you will receive. Better to wait in line, to throw yourself upon the mercy of God, not demanding, not expecting, but quietly receiving what he gives. And you receive the princely reward that he who sinned not deserved. So come. Come this day to the altar, and there receive what he so freely gives, his very body and blood, given and shed for you. It is the 11th hour. You are the idle beggar, and you have no right to make any demands. But this is what he desires you to have: life and salvation, the forgiveness of sins, union and peace with him. It is the wages that he has determined for you, not by any merit or worthiness on your part, but from his own deep love and compassion. Take, eat, drink of it, all of you, his body, his blood. These are your unearned daily wages given and shed for you. Amen.